Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
November time is ticking out on 2024, so you better go rate and review the show. 5 stars. You want to be considered an early fan before we explode. What do we got today? String instruments, art words, mascots, USA. Round 1, string instruments. It all started with a hunting bow made by cavemen. From there, just like humans, strings attached to woods have evolved. Question 1. What instrument is the only one to be considered both a percussion and a string?
A piano?
She got it! You strike the keys with your finger, causing the hammer to hit the strings. Open the top, look inside, and stick around to the end of the show to hear Mila play us out on a piano. Question 2. How many strings are on a standard violin?
Six?
Incorrect.
17?
4. The modern violin was invented in Italy. So what is a not modern violin? Apparently, it's a Baroque violin shaped a bit different with a softer sound. Many other violins have more strings. Question 3. Jimi Hendrix is famous for playing what string instrument?
The guitar.
Clarify a little further.
The electric guitar?
Boom, that's what I was looking for. Team answer. Jimi Hendrix played his guitar upside down because he was left-handed and couldn't find a left-handed guitar. Question 4. Which string instrument originated with Hawaiian roots looks like a small guitar?
I don't know.
Incorrect.
An electric guitar.
Ukulele, like Moana. It was Portuguese immigrants that brought the ukulele to Hawaii, and from there, the popularity exploded. Question 5. What animal's hair is used to make bows for string instruments?
Horse?
Got it! Just to be clear, the bow is the tension stick that you use to move across the strings and create the beautiful sound. The horsehair is not used for the actual strings. It's the bow. 3 out of 5, round. Very nice work. Round 2, art words. The answers have a string of the letters A-R-T in them. Example, leaving on an airplane is often called a what? Departure. D-E-P-A-R-T-U-R-E. Tricky? Easy? We'll find out soon. Question 1. This 360-degree gymnastics move is often performed by cheerleaders.
A fart.
Oh no!
I don't know.
A cartwheel. Mila can do a cartwheel. I've never done one. Question 2. What organ is symbolically broken in times of sadness or loss?
Heart.
Yes. Broken heart syndrome is a real medical thing. Also known as tachycardiomyopathy, it's a temporary weakening of the heart's muscle. It's usually caused by a sudden, extreme emotional or physical stressor, such as the death of a loved one, divorce, or serious injury. Question 3. What word describes animated shows often created for children but enjoyed by all ages?
Bluey!
And Bluey is a? Cartoon is what we're looking for. Cartoons are great. When I grew up, cartoons were only for kids. Now you got adult cartoon shows tricking everybody. Question 4. What term is commonly used for phones that have advanced computing capabilities?
A smartphone?
That is correct. I feel like my phone can do a lot more than I have it do. Pretty much all new electronics these days can do 5,000 different things. Question 5. This expensive vegetable grown mostly in California has an edible heart.
I don't know.
Nothing from them because we don't eat them too often. I should get them. They're good. Artichokes. March 16th is National Artichoke Day. The simple fact that artichokes have a national day is why I think all national days can go take a walk. Girls, what do they got? They had a 2-point round, a 3-point round. They are at 50% halfway through the show. Sponsor of the show, Golf Pong, 4.6 stars on Amazon. It's after Halloween. We are officially in Christmas shopping season. This is a great gift. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Link is in the description. Round 3, mascots. Everybody's got a mascot, except that one annoying insurance company that reminds you 20 times that they don't have a mascot. I wish they would get a mascot. And I believe goats should be more utilized as mascots. Question 1. What muscular bald man has had slogans such as "Cleans like magic"?
He's the guy on the cleaning thing.
Yes.
The dish soap, like the sponges and stuff.
Yeah.
Judges are going to go with 0 points. His name is Mr. Clean. There's no clean like Mr. Clean. I thought you were going to make fun of me and say you.
No, because I wouldn't want to call you muscular.
Oh, snap. Question 2. What restaurant has a red-haired girl with pigtails as its mascot?
Wendy's?
Correct. Dave Thomas named it after his daughter, Wendy. Question 3. What college uses the Fighting Irish Leprechaun as its mascot?
Ireland College.
Good guess. No.
Utah State.
Notre Dame or Notre Dame. I don't actually know. The football team has had 22 undefeated seasons. Lots of history for the Fighting Irish. Question 4. What cereal brand is represented by 3 little elves named Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
Rice Krispies.
Yes. What a great cereal, because you can make Rice Krispie treats. Shout out to Mr. Nick, one of my best friends, loves Rice Krispie Treats, even though the guy's never listened to a single episode of the pod. Can you believe it? Question 5. What insurance company uses a humorous duck that constantly says the company's name? The girls are just silently pointing at each other. They don't know. Aflac, Aflac, Aflac. Go Ducks, by the way, as in the Oregon Ducks. It simply could be their year. A 2 out of 5 round. heading into round four. USA, fourth largest country in the world. Hollywood, Wall Street, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, 50 states. Oh, the places we'll go. Question one. What is the longest river in the United States?
The Mississippi River.
Mississippi takes up to 90 days for a drop of water to travel the Mississippi River. Question two. Who refused to give up her bus seat in 1955, sparking national civil rights protests?
Rosa Parks.
Yes, in Montgomery, Alabama. I included this question because it's important to remember some things. That's a lot of courage right there. Question three. Four presidents have been assassinated while in office. Can you name at least two of them?
Abraham Lincoln.
That's one.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Good guess, no.
George Washington?
Incorrect. We'll give him half a point. You have Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. That is a dangerous job. 45 people have been president. 4 have been assassinated. 3 have been shot but survived. 4 other attempts in which only the culprit was hurt. You could not make me president, I tell you this much. Question 4. What is the smallest U.S. state?
Rhode Island?
She got it, Rhode Island. I would not have gotten that. I don't even really consider Rhode Island a state. It's just mixed in with that convoluted mass of states above New York. What are you pointing? You going down with Rhode Island?
I don't think it's above New York.
Is it below New York?
Yeah. Let me go look at
it. I don't think so. Yeah, we gotta fact check this.
It's like next to New York. It's like across from New York.
Question 5. Over the last 100 years, what is the most popular first name in the United States with over 4.5 million people? Hint, it's a boy's name.
John?
Oh, so close. That's in the top 4.
James?
Oh my gosh, you got it. What a solid answer. Great round for them. Michael, Robert, John in the top 4. You have Mary, Patricia, and Elizabeth for the ladies. Brian is number 23 on the list. Michael Jordan.
What's that have to do?
He's number 23.
Oh.
Girls, 11.5 points headed into 2 truths and a lie about authors. Statement 1. J.R.R. Tolkien worked for the Oxford Dictionary. Statement 2. Agatha Christie disappeared for 11 days in 1926, leading to rumors that she was abducted by aliens. Statement 3. Stephen King only writes between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m. So you have J.R.R. Tolkien working for the Oxford Dictionary, Agatha Christie possibly abducted, Stephen King only writing from 6 to 10 a.m. The lie.
Stephen King.
Yes, I made that up. I'm fairly positive he writes at other times. I can't be totally certain, but I would think a highly successful author like him must be writing more frequently. Nice round. Nice game, folks. GG. 12.5 points for the ladies. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.